pek küçük, yerini tutmaz. Cemalım cemalım, aldım cemalım. Alkanlar içinde kaldın cemalım.
No, I'll be.
síntesis de la existencia es en mí vivir lo impersonal.
Thank you. amazing what we do in a world of hope and fear surrounding me for you. Can you see end in view, way beyond the light, disappearing as we choose our poems to recite? But soon we shall perceive the earth falling from the sky. Will we be alive when it goes? The moon and stars will disappear. Dawning is the light. So take me in your lifetime while it flows. Moon and stars will disappear. Dawning is the light. So take me in your lifetime while it flows. Someday time will hold our breath. For our children there's no friend. But in that time of strife and death, they'll make it in the end.
An Amazon, you held me as a tree. Like a shark, our ship slid slowly through the glassy sea. I thought this was forever as we forged into the night, but soon the stars grew unfamiliar and we left the northern lights. I quarreled with the helmsman. The load swung crazily, and like a wild black horse, our ship changed course. Oh, sunk as a sea. Used to think I had a charmed life, thought I held the deal, thought that I was Jungle Boy with magic at my heels, thought I was the tiger with such symmetry of form that with inborn skills I'd balance still upon the wildest storm. It felt like I was a songbird choir arrayed upon the trees to chime a splendid descant to the voices of the sea. But now cracks are appearing, my tissues fill with rain, trouble's eyes are rearing, my face is taut with pain, and a deeper hurt inside me is clenching up my brow as the ones I hoped would guide me twist me round and round and round. I don't love look into mirrors, but now I'm scared what I might see. And every course is leading to Sargasso Sea. Are laughing, this is no natural low. The victims of the maelstrom are clawing at the hull, and a leather-winged figure is dancing on the deep. You know, I thought I was Magellan till I woke up from their sleep. But I'm just an ancient mariner, to sink is part of me, and I must be gone, for my wanderings on through Sargasso Sea.
Se contagia.
Se hiere la angustia, la razón la transforma y se marcha.
21 vueltas me sopla el otoño, con el alma frágil viviendo en planetas, gimiendo. Superpoblando una rugosa corteza.
Veintiuna vueltas y pienso que falta breves cadencias para que termine el ciclo. Planos siglos sin mentes, buscando el asidero al cuerpo.
21 vueltas me sopla el invierno, la humanidad se destruye y despierta.
Los frutos nacientes regresan a los bosques y se aman en silencio.
today because this boy is very big.
The name for work and in Slavic work or labor,
robot.
And it's each time I would hear this word, I would freak out because I didn't like the I didn't like the concept that that work is basically servitude, and it really messed up my mind each time they say it. It actually the first word that was implanted in my mind.
One of our dear colleagues, his name is Rabotnik. Yeah. And we had a television station called Rabotnik.
It was funny because it was still Cold War and it was kind of...
The best part was the jingle.
The residents.
Have you played it?
Yeah, really?
I have another song I'd like to play, if you don't mind.
Oh, you want to play a song? Okay. So, zeg met de vinger af te drukken. Ja?
Nee, doe
maar
niet.
Nee, maar jij mag zeggen.
Doe de residence. Residence?
Het enige wereldhit van de Residents, wat natuurlijk een underground, obscure band was. Kijk, dat is hem. Ik denk dat dit hem is. Die is leuk, die is leuk. Vingertips is ook geweldig. Laten we vinden, die duurt maar een minuut. Maar het heeft gewoon helemaal niks met Rabotnik te maken. So this is the end of PSJ. I am part of two seriously J. Matthew Gray. Is weer afgelopen. Dank aan de gast Assis. En dat het hem goed mogen vergaan in dit land. En waar hij ook gaat. Groeten aan Kimball. Hopelijk in een goede doel. Ook iedereen eigenlijk. De hele mensheid. Rustig aan. Dan breekt het lijntje niet. Ik vind het eigenlijk kutmuziek als ik heel eerlijk zijn. Ik wil even naar Fingertips. Dat is een van mijn lievelingsliedjes. Bedankt, hè. Ik ga even naar de eindtune. Ik heb hier ook een tune van gemaakt ooit. Dat de zanger dus uitgegeven, maar dat is heb ik hier niet. Hier kan ik wel even weer. Oké, eindtune dus. Nou ja, dat zei ik. Eindtune, Papkoortje zit erop. Is het weer al voorbij. It's over, this show. Next week we'll be back. 8 o'clock, Thursday night. Kusje van jou allemaal. Nou, lekker hoor. En lekker slapen. En morgen gezond erop, hè. Dus dat. Bedankt en tot de volgende keer. Doei doei, bye bye, zwaai zwaai. Je ligt weer naakt op het dak. En je luistert naar Patapoe Action. Action. Het radioprogramma voor de snob. Action. Het radioprogramma voor mensen met een belachelijk goede smaak. Action voor leuke mensen. Voor malle mensen. Voor gekke mensen. Ja. Patapoe Action is namelijk echt het radioprogramma voor jou. Met kunst, artisticiteit, geld, geluk, levensgeluk. Maar ik bedoel eigenlijk ook, zin en ook, lust. En passie, maar niet heus hoor, helemaal niet. Er is namelijk alleen muziek. Muziek hier bij Patapoe. Action. Action. Oh, stop. Oh ja, oké, dus dat. Brazilië, 1966. Os Inocentes. is Innocentes. Hoe zeg je dat eigenlijk? Ja, I know. En dat zijn ook de tweede Innocentes. Je hebt ook een punkgroep Innocentes. Dat hebben we zo vaak gehad hier bij Patapoe Action. Brazilië, 1966. Os Innocentes. Os Innocentes. Os Innocentes. Os Innocentes. Se eu te perder. Als ik je verlies. Se eu te perder. 1966. Brazilië 1966. Os Innocentes. Se eu te perder. Patapoe Action.
Quando eu te falei do meu amor, falei de amor. Eu notei o teu modo de olhar, o teu olhar. Só agora eu sei, quanto eu te adorei. Dá-me teu carinho, vou te amar. Se não me disseres o teu adeus, eu serei feliz, beijo a ti, juntinho a ti. Mas a ilusão, cedo terminar, pode ser que sempre vou penar. Vivo sem motivo ou razão para viver. Se algum dia eu te perder, eu só vou chorar. Ao lembrar do nosso grande amor, do nosso amor, eu começo logo a chorar, sempre a chorar. Sei que vou sofrer se eu te perder. Pode crer que sempre vou penar. Vivo sem motivo ou razão para viver. Se algum dia eu te perder, eu só vou chorar. Ao lembrar do nosso grande amor, do nosso amor, eu começo logo a chorar, sempre a chorar. Sei que vou sofrer se eu te perder. Pode crer que sempre vou penar. Vou penar.
En daar luister je naar. Ja, dat was.
SNCC. The reason I articulated the sentiments of black people was because SNCC had a public forum. Not because I articulated the sentiments better than the brothers on the streets or brothers who didn't have that public forum. I don't think that you could articulate the sentiments of black people last year any better than they did in Detroit. So I think the movement is a leaderless movement, whereas we might influence people, we do not control people.
Well, how does this solidarity come about if there is no specific leader?
I think eventually there will. I think as the struggle progresses, you see, revolution does not occur in one stage. It's an evolutionary process, you know, like people go through different things. The masses of people become involved, then leaders are chosen. Right now you have a vanguard struggle that's occurring, whereby groups are fighting about discussing political ideologies which are relevant, which should be incorporated into the struggle, or will be incorporated into the struggle. That's not to be misinterpreted with, you know, like the revolution, because it's just a phase of evolution.
What about politics? Where do black people fit into the political spectrum right now? Or should they at all?
Well, politics as defined by the geographical and influential spheres of this country is irrelevant to black people and is irrelevant to the masses of people. The vote has been used as a tool of oppression against black people. I mean, Camus raises a very good point when he says, what better way to enslave a man than give him the vote and call him free? democracy. It does not profit black people or poor people anything to have the vote and not be able to select the candidates who they want to choose. Now, how can you choose between Lyndon Johnson, Nixon, Agnew, Wallace, and Humphrey? There is no choice. Evil is evil. There's nothing in between that.
There was some lesser candidates. Dick Gregory was running for office. Eldridge Cleaver.
I think the vote can only be used as a tool of organization. We can only use the vote to organize our people. Now, to really believe that we can put someone in office and that these people would be responsive to our needs, it's naive, politically naive. Because even if one of the black candidates who ran for office was to take the office of president, then black people must be prepared to fight against that person.
Why?
Because, you see, the system mandates the action of the individual. The individual does not determine how this country will function. This country works off the military-industrial complex, which means that it's profitable to wage war. And unless you, you know, devise another plan, another scheme to sustain, to boost this economy, then it's going to be necessary to wage war, whether, you know, a black individual is in office or a white individual is in office. Well, so we're talking about a complete a change in system.
If Mr. Cleaver did win the election, don't you think that he could have conducted the presidency in a unique manner that may not be, you know, compromising to the system you speak of?
No, because, you, as I said, the system dictates the response of individuals. See, individuals do not influence politically, economically, or socially.
I see.
The attitudes or functioning of the system.
Well, if politics as we know it here in this country is not the answer, what is?
I think there has to be a reevaluation of politics. Now, there are definitions of politics that are relevant to black people. Chairman Mao says that politics is war without bloodshed, and war is an extension of politics. I think black people have to begin to address themselves to the politics of revolution, because we are caught up in revolutionary struggle, whether we want to believe it or whether we want to be or not. So I think, you know, black people have to begin to think in a revolutionary fashion and create and construct a politically revolutionary platform.
Is this going to be a race revolution, or is it going to be a class revolution?
I think, you know, like in terms of struggle and who will comprise the revolutionary front of that struggle, it will be oppressed people. You see, black people are in the vanguard position of the struggle because we've been the most dispossessed. However, there are other oppressed people in this country. Mexican-American, the Spanish-American community, the Puerto Ricans, American Indian, Japanese-Americans, and even poor whites. But racism, I don't believe that racism will allow poor whites to form alliances with the revolutionary groups in this country.
Do you feel that black people will ever have a strong political voice in this country in the formal sense as we understand it? You mentioned that you don't think that this could ever come about. Is there any chance that it might?
No, I think that's a reformist, you know, like, position to assume for me to say that people, black people, will one day occupy in this system political offices of importance. Now, you know, this brings on a whole discussion of control, you see, and how you control. Because anything that you don't control is used as a weapon against you. Now, in terms of black people occupying positions, America has created in Cleveland, Washington, D.C., and Gary, Indiana, a type of neo-colonialism. In other words, the man has set up a puppet regime. These black people are responsive to the needs and the whims of the Democratic Party and not of the masses of black people. If Johnson is president or whoever is president were to tell Stokes or Hatcher or Walter Washington to send black people to concentration camps, then there would be no discussion, because they would see it as their job, because they hold a position that's, you know, responsive or that's sensitive to the Democratic Party.
Do you view those that are in prominent positions that are black sort of a token gesture on the part of the establishment, like a member of the Supreme Court bench, there was a black member of the cabinet, and so forth?
I think that has to be examined in the sense of progress and as to whether black people have made progress in this country. Mm-hmm. My contention is that black people have not made progress in this country. America has given blacks some concessions out of political necessity, their political necessity. They gave Thurgood Marshall a position on the Supreme Court to appease black people. In other words, We didn't put Thurgood Marshall there. They can take Thurgood Marshall whenever they get ready. We put Adam in office. They took Adam out. They gave black people an astronaut, and they killed him. So what happens is that that has to be viewed in the light of concessions. The very fact that the man can concede a position to you tells you that you do not have a position of power where you can demand, or that you can mandate something.
How do you think that the press has affected the black situation in this country?
I think news media and media in general are very negative in terms of any revolutionary movement or any movement that, you know, forces the change of the status quo. Now, media has always been an enemy of black people, because what media has done is media has always singled out people who had vanguard positions or vanguard attitudes and tried to make these people an enemy of the masses of people. In our case, you know, like, make individuals enemies of black people. Malcolm X would be a good example. More Negroes feared Malcolm X than white people, because news media told black people that Malcolm was bad. Muhammad Ali, the reason that Muhammad Ali could be given the maximum sentence and the maximum fine and the black community did not revolt, was because Muhammad Ali had been made an enemy of black people. Adam Clayton Powell could be legally lynched, politically lynched, and black people did not revolt. It was because the man had told black people that Adam Clayton Powell was an uppity nigger. He had legitimatized his own action through news media. So the news media is a tool of oppression.
What about your personal experience with the press? Do you feel that the press has given you a fair shake?
You see, in terms of myself as an individual, you know, whether I get coverage or not, doesn't make any difference. But in terms of ideas, in terms of the flux of ideas, or the flow of ideas,
right, your philosophy, I see
that the press has deliberately created a vacuum in terms of deliverance of attitudes or positions to the black community, which is to be expected. We cannot rely upon white news media to convey black revolutionary messages. So, you know, like, the press is doing their job. And as to me, you know, like, what happened to me last year with the press was that there was a boycott against me. ABC, NBC, and CBS. You know, anything that Rap Brown did, you know, like, you blacked out. You know, just like that, no question about it. And this was the whole attitude that has been assumed by news media. And black people do not control news media, so they cannot expect to turn on TV and find out what's going on in the black community. Just like, you know, for example, the New York Times, one of the biggest pieces of white nationalism that exists in the country.
You have been quoted in the media, and you have been given some exposure. I think what you're saying is that the quality of that exposure leaves something to be desired. Or do you feel that you weren't totally excluded?
It's not an exclusion of individuals. It's an exclusion of positions, of vanguard positions, which, again, I say, you know, like, news media being what it is and serving who it serves is to be expected of news media. I think, you know, like, black people, the total community of black people, are for a revolutionary change.
Okay, so that's roughly 11%.
And any group, any oppressed group, you know, who wants to better their situation, out of necessity, has to be for revolutionary change, because the system is incapable of changing itself. So by the very fact that it is incapable of changing, it says that you're for revolutionary change.
I see. It follows then that it will not be, there's no way of forecasting when it's going to come about. It's sort of a pressure that is building constantly.
See, as I said, I think revolution is an evolutionary process. I think as repression increases, people must respond to that repression. Now, the dilemma that the black movement is in today is that, you know, there's a divisiveness that exists in the black community between what's considered cultural nationalists and political nationalists. Now, understand, the man or system endorses cultural nationalism. He will give people money to open up dashiki shops, will give people money to open up bookstores, because he knows that if you keep the people thinking culturally, then they won't move politically. My position is that culture has to be political. Everything has to be political. And in terms of the struggle, that political direction will, you know, give rise to the revolutionary struggle as a result of the repression that will be brought down because of political struggle. See, I think that it's significant to note that the laws that have been passed in this country for the past 10 years have been laws of a repressive nature to deal with black people. In other words, the omnibus crime bill speaks directly to black people. The anti-riot bill tells black people when they can travel, how they can travel, and if they can travel. The McCarran Act of 1950, Internal Security, which came as a result of the Internal Security Act, created concentration camps in this country for black people. And so I think, you know, like in terms of the repression and in terms of the role of the vanguard groups, I think the role of the vanguard group is to bring that repression down before the timetable that has been set up by the system runs its full course. I think it's our responsibility to get the masses involved, and the way you get the masses involved is that you bring the repression down. When you begin to execute political programs, then out of necessity, the system has to do certain things to control or try to, you know, put an end to the type of political action that you're executing. And by doing this, they involve the masses of people. The masses of people, from our position, from our viewpoint, is unorganizable. You can't hope to organize the masses of people. Oppression organizes the masses of people. White folks make more revolutionaries than I ever could make.
Well, let's go back a bit. Let's backtrack. What happened with you and SNCC? Why did you leave?
Well, my term as chairman expired.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was an election, and Brother Phil Hutchins was elected program secretary. There was a restructuring of the organization because what had happened was that the man had effectively directed his repression, repressive laws against individuals. And when this had happened, you know, it created a vacuum. When I was off the scene, you know, like people who respond to me would not respond to other individuals. So what we did, we created a decentralized type of decentralization occurred in whereby we created other people to be spokesmen. See, people have to get out of the idea that individuals lead movements. See, it's the revolutionary is the individual who's on the other side of that camera. These are the people who will make the revolution. They have responsibilities to the revolution and to themselves. And, you know, like, if individuals articulate positions, it's perhaps because they have public forums, not because they know more than anybody else, not because they are more oppressed than anybody else. So black people have to begin to understand the role that they have to play in that revolution is determined by them.
What about the future for you, Rap? Where will you fit in as this revolutionary process evolves?
Good question. In terms of the legal cases that I have in court now, the man, you know, like, is moving against me as an individual to put me away, and to get rid of me and get me off, you know, out the streets. Now,